Welcome to Pick LJ Podcast, your official Gilmer Chamber podcast. Join us as we dive into local businesses and events that make Gilmer County special. Now let's find out what's happening in LJ today.
Everyone, welcome into the Pick LJ Podcast. I'm here joined today by Catherine Weiss and Caitlin Neal. And we want to let everybody know that there are plenty of ways that you can find out about everything going on in LJ and Gilmer County. One way is you can listen to this podcast. Another way is you can check out the LJ Visitor's Guide. It is a perfect magazine filled with details about events and businesses and all kinds of organizations and stuff like that going on in LJ. And we want to remind everybody about it and tell them what kind of stuff they can see in it. And Catherine, you've actually got plenty of information about this.
I do. These visitor guides are awesome. They're not just for our tourists, but they're also for our locals. So if you've got like family coming in, our team did a very good job of putting this together. It has itinerary examples in there of what you can do for like 3 days. It lists all of our apple orchards and wineries and wonderful restaurants, but it also shows you in the next couple months of what events are going on. And it tells you in here also like when the Apple Festival is, and it's just a really good magazine, and it's great to even have on your coffee table, or if you have an Airbnb or a rental, that these are really nice to just lay out and just to kind of get your hands on of what experiences you can have in LJ.
Yeah, and there are even online versions of it too if you go to the Gilmer Chambers website. In fact, that's actually what I'm looking at right now. You're talking about the Apple Festival. Do we have the dates in there for that already? I think we do.
Sure,
yeah.
Do.
October 12th to the 13th and 19th to the 20th.
Yes. Let me flip to page. So the Apple Festival is always the second and third weekend in October. And this year, that means that the Apple Festival is on, if I am not mistaken, your correct date says the 12th through 13th, and the you've gone too far, my love.
You're just really flipping through that sucker.
Yeah, it's you're good.
It's on pages
yes,
6 and 7.
On page what? Six. On page 7.
Yeah.
On page 7, the Dwarf Apple Festival is October 12th through 13th and 19th through 20th this year.
See, I always know it's the second and third weekend, but
yes,
like as far as dates, I'm like, ooh, I need to cheat. Sheet.
Yeah.
But no, these are amazing. We have so many. So if you even have an event going on, we would love to drop some of these off. If you have a business or anything, we just kind of want to put it on people's radar just to let them know that we have them, and we'd be more than welcome to bring them, you know, to the businesses. Or if you're local and you'd love to come in, love that, because then I can meet y'all and introduce yeah, myself and hand you one of these amazing visitor guides.
Well, looking at some of the stuff that's in here. So for instance, on the next pages, so tell me about this 3 days, three ways.
Yeah. It's so cool. It's like, it has like a little itinerary. So if you're kind of like, oh, I don't know what to do, it does it for geared towards like even families or couples, and it lists out like what you can do on day one, visit like an orchard or one of our restaurants, but also go to walk a trail, the Tumbling Water Trail. And then it gives you, you know, a day two where it gives you more restaurants or like events that are going on, and a day three where if it's like raining or something, you can go do the Bigfoot Museum and like go downtown to all the local shops, and just kind of gives you an idea of what you can do in LJ, even in a short amount of time. So if you have like an extended weekend, or even just want to come up for Saturday or Sunday, this kind of just gives you an idea that you can do a lot. And
can people subscribe to these? Can they have them delivered, or how can they get a hold of them?
Yeah. So if you would like copies of the visitor's guide, you can actually reach out to us directly, or you can pick up boxes at the visitor's centers. You can come to 10 Broad Street here in downtown LJ, the Watkins House, or 696 First Avenue in East LJ, right off 515 by Waffle House. That's our other location. If a person wants just like an individual copy of the magazine, you can go onto our website and you can request for one to be mailed to you. Or like you said, Asa, you can flip through it. Another great thing that you can do, because we do only publish the visitors magazine once a year. The thing about that is we start this process in about August. They start the content.
And then we have it finalized by December, and then they're delivered normally in about March. So what that means is that by this time of the year, there are a lot of businesses that are open now and things like new experiences that didn't even exist whenever we started talking about the content for this book back in August of 2023. And so if you want the most up-to-date information, you can go onto our website and you can subscribe to our monthly newsletter that comes out on the 15th of every month.
Awesome. There's some fun stuff in here. So I'm looking at the map that you have on one of the inserts. It's actually a really colorful. I wish the people listening could see it, but it's a really colorful hand-drawn map of the county, and it's got stuff like RNA Orchards, and it shows the different distilleries, and it's just really colorful.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's something that you can even like put on your bulletin board or on your fridge. It's super cool of how they the artist and everything has done it. And I also know in like the back of the magazine, I'm not gonna say, but it also kind of gives you an insight of what is going to be opening this year that kind of gives you a little insight, a little sneak peek, shall I say. So I'm not gonna say it because you're gonna have to get one of these magazines to look for yourself. The inside back cover is probably my favorite part of the magazine, and it's not just because I made it. Like, if you ever read like Tiger Beat magazine whenever you were like younger and they had the quizzes and it was like, which Jonas brother are you?
Right.
We have one that choose your adventure, and you can do like a little quiz and you can figure out what your adventure style is and some fun things that you can do an elegy based on your adventure style.
That's super cool.
Awesome. So let's just remind everybody one more time where they can get a hold of one of these and the different ways that they can check this out.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can order one for yourself online from our website, gilmerchamber.com. We can mail one to you through there, or you can see the digital guide. Or if you want more guides, if you want more than just one, you can come by our locations, 10 Broad Street in Ellijay, that's the Watkins House, or 696 First Avenue in East Ellijay, that is the big building next to Waffle House.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for being on with me today.
Well, thank
yeah,
you.
It's always a
that.
Pleasure, Asa.
It's always fun.
All right. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Pick LJ podcast. Remember to check us out on our website, WLJARadio.com. Click on the podcast tab and find the Pick LJ podcast. You can hear this episode and any previous episode. Check us out on streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcast, and Podbean. And be sure to go to one of the welcome centers, meet with some of the folks down there, and pick up one of these great visitors' guides, or go online to GilmerChamber.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back again next week.
This has been Pick LJ Podcast. To find out more about everything Gilmer County, visit GilmerChamber.com or visit the Gilmer Chamber Welcome Centers at 696 First Avenue, East LJ, or 10 Broad Street in LJ.